A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Legacy of the Force, Invincible, by Troy Denning. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The tunnel descending into Nickel One's transportation warrens was typically verpine, square, straight, and lined with so many tubes, ducts, and conduits that it was impossible to see native rock. It was also crazy clean, in that maybe the Hive Mother has a problem kind of way, with a spotless smoke blue floor and gleaming aquamarine pipework that made it virtually identical to the rest of the passages Jaina had seen during the tour of the asteroid's defenses. Even with her Force abilities, she found it impossible to tell exactly where she and Boba Fett were inside the insect colony, and whether they had any chance of rejoining the Mandalorian garrison commandos before stormtroopers began landing. Just a standard hour earlier, an Imperial Remnant flotilla had unexpectedly arrived from hyperspace and made a feint toward the asteroid's primary loading docks. Half an hour later, a full planetary invasion fleet had arrived and pounded Nickel One's surface defenses into slag and dust. Soon, the actual troop drop would begin, and even the Verpine entertained no hopes of repelling it. The only question was where the Imperials would land first. An urgent drone rose ahead, and the bitter taint of Verpine alarm pheromones grew thick in the tunnel's muggy air. Their guide, a thick-limbed insect with the spiked carahide and heavy mandibles of the soldier caste, started to walk faster, and Jaina began to worry that a swarm of frenzied warriors would mistake her and Fett for the enemy. After a few moments of descent, the alarm pheromones grew so thick that Jaina's eyes started to burn, and the Force sizzled with the excitement and outrage of thousands of insectoids. The drone ahead blossomed into a dull roar, and then the tunnel opened into the worst ped jam she'd ever seen. Swarms of thick-limbed Verpine with spiked carahide and reek-sized mandibles were pouring into the main transportation depot, climbing over one another or using their shatter rifles like plow blades as they crowded into the cavern from a dozen different directions. Jaina and Fett's escort pushed into the writhing mass and was immediately shoved first one way, then the other. Soon he became almost indistinguishable from the rest of the Verpine mass, even to Jaina, who, as a former Killick joiner, could tell the insects apart far better than most humans. She grabbed hold of the guide's ammunition belt and held tight, using the Force to shoulder aside any warrior who tried to slip between them. When they had made no appreciable progress after 15 seconds, Fett butted his way to the guide's side.
"At this rate, the Imperials are going to be inside before I can post my men. Is there another way to the command bunker?"
The guide rocked his tubular head, thinking, then blinked his bulbous eyes.
"We might be able to cross the surface."
"Forget it. You've got clearance from the High Coordinator. Tell him to make a hole."
"I am, but the enemy has launched its first swarm of assault shuttles, and 1,000 other combat directors and several battle coordinators are also demanding the right of way. We all have Priority 1 clearance from Her Maternalins."
"I thought your kind was supposed to be organized."
Fett pointed across the vault toward a loading area that Jaina could barely see through the swarm of huge insects ahead.
"That our tube?"
"Yes. Down Yellow Express 50 seat, but they are running low on passenger capsules, so we may need to switch."
"So we need to get there first."
Fett squared his shoulders and started to shove ahead, but Jaina had anticipated his impatience and was already using the Force to hold him back.
"Ladies first," she said, gliding past. "Now that you're ahead of state, you might want to learn some manners."
She began to clear a path, her hand moving back and forth ever so slightly as she sent Verpine warriors tottering aside or stumbling to sudden halts. Fett grunted and followed close on her heels, with their guide, Osos Nisguin, peering over both their shoulders in astonishment.
A couple of rib-battering minutes later, they emerged from the swarm onto a yellow loading platform and found themselves teetering above a 2-meter drop into a transportation tube. At the bottom, Jaina could see translucent waves of energy sweeping along a raised repulsor rail carrying a steady stream of dust, stone, and refuse at speeds in excess of 200 kilometers an hour.